know, there's a genre of writing and thinking in our time. On the one hand, there are, I don't know, I call them strident atheists, right? Voices who say religion is so ruined, the church, the Christian church and other religions are so ruined that the entire religious enterprise should be thrown out. And then there's also somebody like Bishop Spong who essentially says that most of the tradition of Christianity is questionable, sort of doesn't work for people today. What's interesting to me about your theology and the life you're living is that you are not just seeking to address the world as it comes to us in the 21st century, but you're also really going back and looking at, as you say, ancient dreams and finding in figures like St. Francis of Assisi and others real sustenance. It's kind of embedded in this at the center of Christian tradition.
Yeah, I think one of the things that Christianity does at its best throughout history is sort of call into question everything that is relevant. You know, so I'm very skeptical of this idea that we've got to tackle every big triumphal question that's being asked and to make our faith completely relevant to the culture. And for me, part of what the peculiarness of our faith has been is these groups of people that move into the abandoned places of empire and on the margins of society and go to the desert, and they call into question everything that is a part of this dream that they've been handed by Rome or America, and they end up reclaiming dignity. And in the very line that they can say, our hope doesn't lie in Rome's gospel or Rome's empire, they say, we've got another little kingdom that's forming all over the place, and it bubbles up in the places you might least expect it. And here, you know, everything's backwards. You know, the last or first, the first or last. Huh. And Jesus says to the religious people, it's very interesting, he says that the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. Right. And I love that, because that's really what I've seen and what I've experienced is that, as Mother Teresa says, in the poor we see Jesus in his most distressing disguises. And it's in those places that I've encountered God in really beautiful ways. And that forms my faith. You know, I think that especially in the time that we're living in, there are gospels that are out there that have like the prosperity gospel or the mm-hmm. nationalism gospel that are out there that have distorted the best that our faith has to offer. And there are people of all traditions, you know, Jewish, Muslims, Christian, that I think have distorted the best that our faith has to offer. And yet there are groups of us that are saying we refuse to allow that to be the only visibility of our faith. Mm-hmm. And we want to show a Christianity that's healthier than what many people have seen.